This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi everyone and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie and today I have with me two amazing girls from the band Chris. So, hi girls, how are you?
Hey! Hi! We're doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great and I'm happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
We're so excited. This is an honor.
Feel honored, yeah,
to even be invited to
talk. We love talking. Thank you.
So this is great for us.
Yeah. Okay, I have a feeling that this is going to be a great interview. So can you tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
Yes, okay. So we actually just released a song in November.
Yes, and for what's coming new is we're working on our next single, so that's all we'll say.
Yeah, okay. But we'll focus on our most recent release,
yes, which was in November.
Okay, and the release in question is your new single, Everybody Cries at Night. And I must say, I like it very much. So can you tell me more about this song?
Oh, thank you guys so much for listening to our
song.
Yeah,
that makes us so happy to hear we cry every time someone listens.
Oh my God.
We love to cry.
Yes, emotional. So Everybody Cries at Night was definitely a vulnerable song for us to put out there. I mean, this song, like,
we wrote this after
a horrible day for both of us.
We were honestly both in the worst moods,
yeah,
and we're like, we just put that into the song, and eventually it turned into this where we're like, well, maybe we should put it out there, so
it was vulnerable.
People can rock out to if they're feeling moody like us.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're embracing our bad moods in this song.
All right. And have you thought about shooting a music video for this song?
Yes. Okay. So we definitely really wanted to do a music video.
Yeah, we really did. But with
the pandemic,
we actually were supposed to release this song much earlier in 2020,
we got quarantined
and then we couldn't record our vocals, and before we knew it was November, we're like, let's get the song out there.
Yeah, so the music video was not on our radar at the time. Of course we would love to, but
we're always,
our focus at that point was like, let's get then a lyric video, so at least we give our fans something to look at and connect with the lyrics rather than a music video.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And everyone make sure to check out a lyric video for Everybody Cries at Night from the band Chris. So can you tell me, how does this current global situation impact your music career? Did you get the chance to have any concerts or maybe local gigs?
So we did have a show in Nashville booked in May, and obviously that got canceled. But
and also, I mean, the global situation, it's
impacted our career a lot, because we were actually living in Nashville and now we're in California, so we got quarantined here. But you know, it all worked out and we're just going with it.
But it definitely was very difficult in the beginning, because when we got quarantined in California, we didn't have our instruments. So
it was
a long time without our instruments.
I almost forgot about that. That was crazy.
That was a difficult.
We had to go quite a few months without them.
So navigating through that was definitely...
Well, we found our way and we're here.
All right, that was tough. But I'm glad you're okay now and you're with your instruments again. And can you tell me what's next for the upcoming months? What are your plans?
So in the upcoming months, you can expect a new song
from
us.
We can promise you there will be a new song.
Yes.
Hopefully more.
Yes, hopefully more, but just stay tuned.
Yeah, and we like throwing out hints, so, you know, go follow us on Instagram and look for little clues that we might put out.
Yeah.
Because we're throwing them out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so everyone, you heard them. Make sure to stay tuned and follow the band Chris on Instagram. Okay, so are you maybe planning any duets in the future?
Duets in the future? Oh, wow. We would love to. We don't have any plans now, but we'd love to.
I mean, we are a duet.
Yeah, technically we are a duet.
Another duet wants to
sing. Yeah, someone wants to sing with us.
No, we are always open for collabs.
Yeah.
We just haven't.
We haven't yet. No, not currently, but we are always ready to do it.
Yep.
I'm going to say ready. I guess we always are down for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now I have a few really random questions for you girls. So, are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes,
bring it on.
I love random questions.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, but before that, we are taking a very short commercial break. So, everyone stay with us.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malate Studio.
Okay, everyone, we're back. This is Blasted Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and I have with me the band Chris today, and they are ready for my first random question. Okay, girls, so what's your favorite food?
Okay, my favorite food is, it's literally anything at a Mexican restaurant. I'm so obsessed with Mexican food.
I'm the same way.
And nacho cheese, yeah. And queso.
You can get just
all,
eating
those
Mexican
all just different ways to say cheese.
Mm-hmm. You can catch us both eating Mexican food.
Tacos.
We love it. Yeah. Mexican food.
We order from our local Mexican restaurant at least twice a week.
At least twice a week.
They know us there very well.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Okay. Sounds delicious. Keep it up. All right. So my next question is, are you a cat person or a dog person? And do you have any pets of your own?
This one's...
Oh, I know this is probably unpopular opinion, but...
Yeah.
We are cat people.
Yes, and we actually do have a cat. She's actually
so sweet. Her name's Monina.
Today we actually just went to a foster's house. This person is fostering a cat, and we want to adopt her.
So we just we actually just
met with a cat today. So hopefully we'll
met with a cat. Yeah,
we met with a cat.
Well,
we really did.
Danny gets a little jealous because our cat right now sleeps with me. So
I need one.
She needs a cat.
And honestly, our cat's getting lonely.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we need
super
it.
Lonely.
Yeah, so lonely.
All right. I'm sure that the cat you're adopting is going to have a great time with the two of you. I mean, actually with the three of you. Okay, so my next question is, if you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
Oh, okay.
This is hard.
Two superhero powers. I would definitely say flying because I feel like I was invisible in school. I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This is Danny speaking right now. I gotta say, personally, I am really... really terrified of heights, and when I'm on a plane I hate flying because I feel claustrophobic.
It's because you're not in control.
Yeah, so I guess flying, and like if I'm in control,
you could just like fly
like an inch off the floor maybe.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not talking about flying to like Europe on my own.
But you could though.
I mean, like a bird.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, you know what, both of us flying.
Okay, so last but not the least, is there anything you would like to say to your fans?
Yes, we love to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts to our fans.
Wow. Can't emphasize enough when I say the fact, like, we really mean it when we say it means so much to us. We actually get so excited and we just, like, run downstairs and, like, Mom, Dad,
yeah, we talk to our mom and dad
about
our fans.
And then, like, you know, I mean, we're just like,
someone's
listening to our music.
It means more to us than you guys know to our fans. We appreciate you guys. We are truly, I feel extremely, extremely grateful for you guys.
We are so, so, so grateful.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're a lot to handle sometimes. I mean,
we are.
We're just,
I mean,
like, moody. We're sad.
Like, there's two of us.
It's a lot of energy from us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys
for listening and, you know, letting us know you listen.
Means
so much to
us. And connecting with us. That's awesome.
All right, girls, thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blasted Talk Show, and it was really, really fun talking to you. And I would be happy to talk to you again anytime.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah,
we're honored to have been on here.
This has been so exciting. So
absolutely.
Thank you for talking with us.
And please invite us anytime. We love to talk, and we had a great time talking with you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, and we're looking forward to talk to you again anytime. Okay, everyone, this was Blasted Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and my guests today were the band Chris. So everyone, make sure to check out their music. Make sure to check out their interview in Blaster Magazine. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.